highest seat of power in all of the Incubi realm. The obsidian throne was the only thing standing between the gates of heaven and hell. The truce struck between the Incubi and the angels, overseen by a council of Nephilim priestesses known as the Three, had forever been a fragile thing. Whispers of ineffectiveness concerning the current sovereign on the throne were hardly new, but reports coming out of the Incubi houses of Gravori, Romarak, Vipra, and Xanth in recent weeks indicated corruption and collusion of the worst kind. Bloody damned hell. If boredom with his lovely but forgettable companions wasn't enough to kill his urge to fucking feed before he'd even gotten started, visions of war between the Incubi and the angels certainly was. He couldn't have been more relieved when a knock sounded on the office door.
"Enter,"
he commanded to his watchman posted on the other side. Milo opened the heavy panel, the dark-haired incubus's expression sober.
"Pardon the interruption, sir. We have a situation in the casino."
It was all the reason Soren needed to extract himself from the three women draped over him. Immodest as any demon, he stood up, began tucking himself back in, zipping and buttoning his disheveled clothing.
"What kind of situation?"
Soren crossed the room to meet his captain at the door. Christ, could the seasoned watchman's face look any more uncomfortable?
"What the fuck is going on down there?"
Milo cleared his throat, kept his voice low enough for Soren's ears only.
"Corda Marakel just walked into the casino."
Soren's answering curse was dark and vivid. The mail from another incubus house, and not a master like Soren, but one of several lower-ranking cousins of Marakel's master, the very incubus who now sat on the obsidian throne. Soren had once considered Corda Marakel a friend, but now his hackles rose at the mere mention of his name.
"Where is this son of a bitch?"
"The roulette room, sir."
"Alone?"
The watchman shook his head.
"No, he's with a female companion. A Nephilim."
Soren's anger flared, spiking toward outrage.
"You don't mean he's come back here with..."
"No, not her."
Milo's quick reply spared Soren from uttering the faithless bitch's name. Although it had been 5 years, the betrayal by his former friend with the woman Soren might have taken as his mate one day still sat on his tongue like acid. Not that he'd ever take Greta back. After learning she'd allowed Corda to seduce her, Soren had raged more at his own stupidity for letting the Nephilim into his life than he had out of any kind of emotional pain that she was gone. She'd made a fool of him, squandered his trust, and he gave no one the chance to do it twice. As for Corda Marakel, friendship across house lines was a sometimes tenuous thing in the Incubi realm, but especially when one of those houses was that of the current sovereign. Not to say there weren't a few honorable males among the Marakels, but treachery seemed to run deep in that bunch of demons. The same could be said of their arrogance. If Corda thought he could walk back onto Soren's turf with impunity, he could think again.
"Who's the female with him?"
"Never seen her before, sir."
"You're certain?"
"Positive."
A smirk tugged at the corners of Milo's mouth.
"She's not the kind of woman a man is likely to forget."
"Show me."
Irritated now, and not a little curious, Soren gestured to the sulking playthings left behind in his office.
"Have one of your men escort the ladies out after they've dressed and collected their things."
Milo gave him a nod.
"Consider it done."
The captain of the watchmen made the call while Soren and he strode the length of the lavish corridor toward the penthouse elevator. They stepped into the glass lift and descended through the heart of the elegant Eberron building toward the casino 12 floors down at ground level. Built into the side of a mountain nestled deep in the Carpathians of Romania, Eberron's casino and family fortress was exclusive in the extreme. Incubus magic protected the place better than any amount of security, rendering it